Good morning. We'll call the March 19th, 2013 County Council meeting to order. First thing will be approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Yes, good morning, Mr. President. Thank you. We can amend today's agenda. Under grant request, strike number 4, Sussex Academy of Arts and Sciences, for future consideration. And under executive session, we can strike job applicants' qualifications, leaving personnel pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
You got it.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had minutes from 219, 222, 226, and 38. Any corrections, changes, questions on any of those minutes? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two pieces of correspondence. The first one is from the Selbyville Public Library Board of Commissioners. Dear Mr. Lawson, words are difficult to find. Express the gratitude we have at the Selbyville Public Library for the Council's generous gift of $25,000. Having Councilman Phillips present the check to us was clearly a bonus. Now our leaky roof can be repaired before any damage is done to our beautiful and historic library. And thank you again, Sue Nielsen, President of Board of Commissioners. And the second letter is from the Delaware Blue Hens 11U Select Baseball. Thank you for your donation to the Delaware Blue Hens 11U Select Baseball Team. And again, we appreciate your support. That's all the correspondence I have, Mr. President.
Correspondence from Council. Mr. Phillips. Mr. Phillips, I will go ahead and do it.
I've got an email that is pertinent with what I see is on the administrator's report. It's from Ken Curry. He said it is one of the 4 new state police officers to be added this year, going to be a community liaison officer in troop number 5. And I believe that's something that Mr. Lawson can address when he gives his report.
Mrs. Deaver?
Oh, I had two different ones that I thought might be interesting. They came in on the system here. On the one, I have somebody from Lewis who's asking for a development moratorium, pointing out the senator's development, and I think it's Schofield that's coming back. And the other one is from Oak Village out on off of Beaver Dam Road, where the writer is saying that the land use plan is not being followed, and that there's an issue of bringing in fill and potential flooding. So I just wanted to let you know what's going on in my
Certainly.
District.
Thank you. Anything else from Council? Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. We've got two presentations this morning from members of the public. The first presentation is from the Sussex Preparatory Academy. Mr. Dean Swingle is here today to present and give a brief update on what's happening at the school to the council. Mr. Swingle, come on forward, please. It should be right on top.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Dean Swingle. I am the board president of Sussex Academy, and we're here to give a presentation of where we are with our school and our future plans. Okay. All right. Clicker's working great. first slide is some information that we have gathered from sources such as the New York Times and Washington Post and Wall Street Journal. As you can see, college grads typically out-earned in our higher employed segment than those who only have a high school education. But speaking of college, only approximately 30% of high school graduates in Sussex County attend a 4-year university, and individuals coming from Sussex County traditionally underperform those in Kent and Newcastle.
That's Now, those figures, men and women lumped together, or?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. And I'm sorry, the first stat, as I mentioned, was from New York Times mm-hmm. last week. These were some stats we gathered from the University of Delaware, provided these
men
stats
and women.
To us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they're always right, too. These newspapers are always right. We got to go with them.
Put my slide. The way we feel, more college graduates equal benefits for all of Sussex County. We feel, and I believe many of us do feel, that well-educated grads will return to start careers and businesses in Sussex County. There'll be greater hope and ambition for these students, more qualified employees for Sussex County businesses, and stronger economic growth. And one of the reasons when the group who decided to expand our middle school to a high school, one of the reasons they wanted to do this, were business leaders were finding they were trying to recruit, bring people into Sussex County. Individuals were saying, well, where do your kids go to school? And one of the strikes against these businesses trying to bring people in from out of state where they didn't feel there was the opportunity to put their kids in a public high school that they felt comfortable with. Our answer is Sussex Academy. It was established in 2000 as the only the only public charter school in Sussex County. It's right up the road. We have 340 students in grades 6 through 8. We have a lottery system. This past lottery for students entering in August or September of this coming year, we had over 200 students for 110 positions. And there is no cost to attend. This is a public school. Sussex Academy has a rigorous expeditionary learning approach. They've received one of the best educations in Delaware, and as reported by the News Journal, which every year they rank how each of the public schools does on what is currently DCAS testing, which used to be DSTP, we consistently rank first or second in the three categories in the state of all of the 47 Delaware middle schools.
In the whole state?
In the whole state, yes. It is consistently Sussex Academy and Newark Charter School are first and second. They flip back and forth. Right now, middle school students, we feel, don't have a limited option for high school. You can attend a public district school, go to Sussex Tech, which is up the road, Delmarva Christian, which is a private school, or attend, we find a lot of students that go to our school then choose to go to high school out of state, down to Worcester or to Salisbury. And a lot of these choices are good choices, but we hope to give the students of Sussex County more options. As I said, we need more choices. This map of the state of Delaware shows the breakdown of all the charter schools in the state of Delaware. You see us at the bottom. We are the only charter school in Sussex County. Most of them are grouped upstate. But we are the only charter school in Sussex County, and currently there is no high school charter school, which is what we are starting in September. By 2016, we hope to have 760 students in grades 6 through 12. We're going to continue the expeditionary learning that we currently have, and we are going to be adding an IB program for the juniors and seniors. Our school will have the same board. We currently have 11 board members and the same administration for both the middle school and the high school. And classes are scheduled to begin this fall. Our mission is to prepare and qualify all of our students for acceptance and success at top-tier universities through a rigorous, challenging educational experience. This school will be designed to gear students towards going to college. As you have probably seen and heard, we are in the process of working with Delmarva Christian to do an exchange between our building, which is over near the motor vehicle department, and the Delmarva Christian High School, which is off Route 9, just east of town. Our objective is to raise $15.5 million. Since this slide was done, we are up to $4.8 million we have raised. We are in the works of borrowing approximately $6 million, and we still need approximately $5 million to reach our goal. And just to point out, there's no state or federal funding given to charter schools for a building, okay? So this is all done through private donations, my mind went blank, but anyway, but we are not receiving any capital funding from state or federal sources. This is the current layout. If you have been into the current Delmarva Christian High School, the middle part that is the tannish color and the purple color is not being used by Delmarva Christian. The blue section represents what they are using right now, and the purple section on the far right, the little box, that is currently being used by them. We are going to change the use of that. That purplish area are items that we will be doing starting right now up until September 1st or whenever school opens this fall, things that we need to do to get the school ready for our 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders this year. And then the brown tannish section, and we'll see another slide in just a second or two, that is will be built out by us, and it is in future plans.
It's not there presently. It's not even constructed.
It is the whole.
It's there, right? That's what I thought.
The shell is there.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just vacant.
Yes. It's okay, a big open area.
Okay. No, I was in thinking that building. But
yeah,
that part of the building was there, but it was making it sound like it wasn't
yeah,
there.
So, the whole okay. Yeah, the whole building.
It's all there. They're just not using it all.
This section, when you ride by the building and you look at it from Route 9, this is the main, you think of it as the main entrance mm-hmm. to the school. They are currently not using this section, so they enter the school down here. These okay. are their current classrooms, and the gym,
yeah, right.
art and music is down here.
No, I've been in the gym. I just okay. haven't been to the other areas. Okay.
Yeah. As I said, this is on the far right of the building. That's their current entrance, where the classrooms are, their lockers. A science classroom, which is a very large classroom, which we're going to divide in part of the section where we need to divide into two classrooms. And as you mentioned, they have a beautiful gym. This is the area in the middle we were talking about. They have a huge cafeteria auditorium that is not built out that we will eventually, when we raise all the funds, build that out to use as our cafeteria for the students, an auditorium that will seat 750 to 1,000 students. And that there's the main entrance that we will be constructing starting in the very near future over the summer to get that ready for our administrative offices, our nurse, our secretary, where the students can come in. Currently, the students at Delmarva Christian, when they go from the end where their classrooms are over to the gym, the music, the art room, they go outside of the building to go around. We're going to have the building built out in the near future so that they can pass through this area without having to go outside. This is another part of the school that's not built out. We need to get a few classrooms ready to accommodate, because we have more students than they do right now, to accommodate some students for this fall. We plan to have 120 seniors and graduates each year who are ready to go to college, attractive to the universities and the admissions officers, and we're hoping to make Georgetown the educational capital of Sussex County. And that is the end of our presentation. I would just like to say, as board president, I have been so very impressed, and none of our administration's here today. They're running our school, but you know, we put out a great product, as you see in our test scores, just a fantastic product. These kids do phenomenal, and you know, we're just here to show you what we're doing, what our plans are. Next fall we'll be on the other side of town. Delmarva Christian will be in our building, and we hope you can support us in the future.
Isn't there a school of arts and sciences as well, a charter school?
We are the Sussex Academy of Arts and Sciences. Our official name is the Sussex Academy of Arts and Science.
Nancy Feichel founded that one.
She was she was part of that. Yes,
okay.
Correct.
So it's the same thing. It's the same.
Yes, it is the same school. We and I apologize, when we started the process of getting ready for a high school, we were contemplating giving the high school one name and the middle school another
name.
So, yes, we decided, our board decided within the last month or two, we're going to have one name for the entire school, call it Sussex Academy.
Right.
We may call it Sussex Academy Middle School, Sussex Academy High School, but one name. We've told the state of Delaware that's our intention. But for legal purposes, we are the Sussex Academy of Arts and Science,
I understand.
Inc. Yes.
I think this sounds better when the colleges look at the application.
Yeah. It's a long name to say, so.
Well, it's excellent.
What's it cost this school to educate a child there?
What is the cost for each student?
The student will have to pay, but
correct.
Somebody's going to pay, but how much does it cost to send a kid there?
Per student, and I will have to get that number and get back to you. We get, same with public schools, we get state, local, and federal funding for our students. And I will get the numbers to you, and I certainly don't want to quote you something that's not right, but we do get less funding than your traditional public school from state and federal. The local money for a student, if my student is in the Seaford School District or the Cape and Lopin School District, that local money follows the student. So if they were supposed to be in Cape and Lopin, one of the Cape and Lopin middle schools, that money would follow them to the Sussex Academy of Arts and Science. And that school district would transfer that money to us.
Okay.
But I can get, I will.
So if it costs $11,000 in Lewis, or Westmore, not Lewis, but Sussex Central, would they bring that $11,000 with them? Plus the busing too, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we pay for the state reimburses us busing based on a percentage, and there again, please don't hold me to this because it changes every year. I want to say we get approximately 70% of what Sussex Tech gets for busing. They base it because our busing is similar to Sussex Tech, where we're going across the whole county. The state has a formula, and we get a percentage of what they give them.
I was under the impression that you did it cheaper, but I guess you don't, in one sense.
We probably do it cheaper because we use hubs where Sussex Tech does go out into more areas. We find out where the students are based. I know I'm from Seaford, so we have two or three bus stops in the Seaford area. So all the parents gather in one parking lot in the morning. The bus comes in. All the students get on, and off the bus goes. And they might make one stop, or they might not make any stops. So it's usually a direct shot over to the school.
I was referring to overall whole education, you know, not only that, the schools and testing and everything. But anyway, okay.
But I can get the number of
costs. That's all right. I get the general idea.
Okay.
And what kind of demand do you have?
Demand for...
Are you able to meet the demand?
As I said, currently, our last lottery in the last few years, we've had over 200 applicants for 110 slots for the sixth grade. And in the past, we've had sixth, seventh, and eighth. So we have a lottery for the students who want to get into the sixth grade, and those students stay on the list. Now that we have a high school, we're going to have to evaluate how, you know, if we have a lottery for the sixth grade, lottery for the ninth grade, how we're going to do that. But currently for the middle school, we have much more demand than we can meet. But those numbers are set by the state of Delaware, how many students that we are allowed to accept. And we are within one or two students of that bar.
Mm-hmm.
We take as many as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to know if there's a lot of demand.
So the big saving here is probably the taxpayers. And that's what we're interested in here.
Capital.
Is building the building, actually.
Yeah.
It's going to save us actually millions, is that right?
Oh,
there's...
I can't hear you. Could you speak?
Well, he's standing in between me. You can't see my lips.
Maybe she doesn't read lips like you do.
Yeah, pulling forward.
I was saying the real saving is probably in the building, is where the real savings are going to cost. Per student, you're still going to cost the state as much, but it's going to be in the building, the construction of the building to start with, I guess,
yes.
Which can run into millions.
Yeah, you are correct. I mean, we have to raise the money to, and in this case, you know, we already have a school. We're trading, so to speak, for a much larger school that will accommodate not only 6th, 7th, and 8th, but 9 through 12. So we are coming up with the money for that school.
Mm-hmm.
And I you know, not being an educator, am not an expert in, you know, the funding for public schools. And I certainly can, you know, find the answer. As we all know, there's a big difference between how a student is funded in Cape and Lopen or Indian River as opposed to a student who's funded in over in my area, Seaford or Laurel.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And we're drawing kids from all over the county, so we kind of have a mesh of all the different funding.
Cole?
You talked about the lottery. You don't recruit then? I mean,
yes.
You do some recruiting?
We do recruit. We have a group. We have a group that's made up of at least three board members, at least three or four other community members, called our outreach committee.
Mm-hmm.
And because our school is predominantly Caucasian kids, we go out into the Hispanic community. We have advertisements, flyers, what have you. We have an individual, and I apologize, I cannot think of her name. I'm not on the committee. Who is fluent in Spanish, and she takes our information and converts it, translates it in Spanish, and is published in Spanish newspapers, what have you. We're out in the Hispanic community. We're out in the African American churches.
Okay.
You know, that is a question. Charter schools have to renew their charter, I believe, every 5 years. We just went through that with the state of Delaware, and that's a question, because they look at our percentages and say, what are you doing? I mean, we probably recruit to the minority community of Sussex County heavier than any other school
right
now.
So you do recruit. Yeah, the big fear sometimes is you're recruiting all the best athletes from all the other schools.
I mean,
some of the others.
And the thing about our school is, you know, we recruit, we get the information out, but then your name goes into a hat.
Okay.
And we pull. The only... We have, if you have a parent who is a full-time employee of the school, your child gets in. If you currently have a sibling in the school, that child would follow their older brother or sister into the school.
All right, so last quick question would be, in this lottery system, is there any minimal standards, like academically?
No, there's
so
not.
So you don't really look at the academic records of the children that are coming in, so you take whatever...
Yeah, anybody is open to apply. Now, Sussex Academy has a reputation of being a harder academic school.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't traditionally get the students who may be failing or close to failing in their elementary.
Not even saying they're not interested.
Because anybody is open to come to the school, but that is not part of the application. We really have no idea when we get the application in. We just care that you're a Delaware resident. I mean, it's even open. We only bus through Sussex County, but if you're in Wilmington, Delaware, and want to come to the Sussex Academy, we don't have that because a parent would have to drive their student down to Georgetown every day.
How about Maryland?
Not to Maryland.
Just checking.
They have to be a resident of the state of Delaware.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right, just checking.
Any more questions from council?
No,
I just feel bad for the other schools. For the kids that can't get in, because, you know, I'm in Cape Henlopen District, and I'm concerned about, you know, Cape High School and our kids.
And that's and one thing, we are trying to do our best, you know, to be friends with, so to speak, with all the schools. Dr. Oliphant, one of the administrators, and two or three of us, depending on each meeting, we went around and met with every single superintendent this summer and said, this is what we're doing, this is what we're planning to do. We would love to work with you to do it. It's not a competition.
Right.
You know, we think there is a school for each kid. Not every kid will want to come to Sussex Academy, and it might not be the fit for them. But we're hoping that it gives our residents more options, and it hopefully raises the bar for all the schools.
How does it compare to, say, the college prep program at Cape High School? How does your program compare?
You know, we haven't started it yet, but
okay.
Our envision is an international baccalaureate program,
mm-hmm.
which everything I've seen, heard, talked about with IB, I mean, it sets the standard as far as academics. So, you know, some... I think there's a fit for, you know, the academic placement classes. I know Sussex Tech just teamed up with Widener University. I think there's a place for all of that. We just feel that we need more options, and a lot of we feel that a lot of our middle school students who were leaving Sussex Academy weren't challenged in high school, and we feel this is the best route.
Anything else from council? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation.
I'm sorry, I'm relatively new to a resident of Sussex County. Are the public allowed to?
No, ma'am.
Any questions?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
When can one?
After the hearing.
At the end.
After the meeting.
At the very end.
If you want to talk to him personally, talk in the hallway.
Yeah. There's a sign-in sheet at the back of the room, ma'am.
And if you want to,
Have a copy of our agenda under additional business brought before council, you can sign up in the back, and you're allowed 3 minutes to talk, and you want to talk about it. It pertains to council business. We're past the 10:30 time, so we'll now move down the agenda to the 10:30 public hearing as advertised. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now is the time and place for a public hearing on the matter of the Bird Haven Suburban Community Improvement Project. Making a presentation today on behalf of the County Engineer's Office is Patty Deptula, who will explain the project and what is anticipated to take place. After she has made her presentation, at that point there will be a time for the council to ask questions. After they've completed their questions, it will be opened up for any members of the public who would like to address this issue. Ms. Deptula.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here to present the final assessment roll for the completed Bird Haven Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project. You're probably a little familiar still with Bird Haven. I brought it into council last year. It's located within the Rogers Haven subdivision off of Clubhouse Road near Millville, which is County Road 351. The subdivision was originally recorded in 1977. There's one street, Blue Heron Drive, also known as Blue Heron Drive. It's approximately 600 feet in length, and there are 11 buildable parcels, also billable parcels in the subdivision. As required by Sussex County Code Chapter 96 program, the project successfully completed a petition process. And on February 28, 2012, is when I brought it in to council. They approved the resolution to accept the community into the Chapter 96 program and approved the project's estimated annual billing rate. It was $119.90 at that time per year for a 10-year period. And also you approved an election date for Wednesday, March 21st, 2012. We subsequently held the election, and it passed 7-3. As required also by Chapter 96, we bid the project out to public bid, and it subsequently was contracted to Jerry's Incorporated as the lowest bidder for the project. The main improvement was the installation of 2 inches of Type C hot mix paving on an existing unpaved road, Blue Heron Drive. The construction was completed in December 2012, and a substantial completion was granted to Jerry's, Inc. with a one-year guarantee period beginning on January 16, 2013. In the packet that I gave you, there's an attachment that shows the final costs for the project. The final construction costs came out at $25,600. Senator Gerald Hocker donated $15,000 to the project from his legislative funding. The county administrative and interest costs combined with the remaining construction costs came to $11,507. This calculated out to be an annual cost per buildable property of $116.46. Property owners can also elect to pay off the entire amount up front. The one-time lump sum repayment cost is calculated to be $1,046.09. Both of these amounts, the annual and the lump sum amounts, will be included on the bill sent out by our Treasury Department after adoption of the final assessment roll. So they'll have, like I said, either option. A public hearing notice was advertised in the Wave newspaper on March 5th and 12th as required by the code, and I also mailed a notice to every property owner along with copies of the final assessment roll and the final project cost on October 26th, I believe it was. I think I had it. For some reason, I didn't put the date on there. Let me just double check that. Yeah. February 26th, 2013. On March 13th, 2013, I received our public hearing notice and the other documents I sent in the mail to the owner of tax map parcel 82.04, lot 7, Dennis Gruzinski. I received them back in the mail, and he had handwritten on the notice that he had sold his property and included a copy of a settlement sheet that listed buyers as Robert Henderson and Kathleen Sorensen. So I remailed the public hearing notice information with an explanation letter to the Henderson and Sorensen parties at the address provided on the settlement sheet. And in light of the change, I have modified our original assessment roll to reflect this change in ownership for parcel 82.04, lot 7. And I have prepared a motion, which is a copy in the handout that I gave you, asking that the assessment roll be adopted with this modification after comment period of the public hearing is closed. Does anyone have any questions for me?
The people that pay up in advance, would they pay less money overall?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No interest.
Yeah, they would say.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? If not, is there any member of the public here that would like to address this issue? Is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue today? If not, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter and proceed. There was a proposed motion that was given with the packet that can be read.
We'll close public hearing, close public comment. That's okay. And if you'll read the motion, ma'am.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineer and the Sussex County Finance Director, in accordance with Sussex County Code Chapter 96, Sussex Community Improvements, that Sussex County Council approved the Bird Haven Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project Modified Assessment Roll, dated March 19, 2013, and that each billable property pay the final assessment rate of $116.46 annually for a 10-year time period with the option to make a one-time lump sum payment of $1,046.09. In addition, Sussex County Council authorizes the Director of Finance to proceed with the billing for each property in accordance with the Chapter 96 code.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, this is a good thing that we've finally cleaned this little pocket of it was a problem for years and seems to be solved now. Thank you.
Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
We'll now move back to the posted agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are back now to the second presentation of the day from general public. We are going to hear from the League of Women Voters. Carol Summer is here to present their annual Sunshine Day presentation. Ms. Summers, welcome.